Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
This is Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G if you're looking that up. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He's chief economist for the NFIB. That's NFIB.com, by the way. And Bill, your own website is smallbus.
That's right.
Smallbus.org.
Yeah.
Right. Smallbus.org. Folks, that's where you can find Bill's report. He's been gracious enough to allow us to post the report, the survey, I should say, NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which is the report that we work off of every month. He's been nice enough to let us post that on our website. Bill, thank you for that. So we reported that sales were down. Inflation is up, and everybody's worried about that. I predicted that it was going to be a problem this year in my 2011 predictions. But are we seeing an increase in small businesses having the ability to raise prices?
Well, that's it.
They're getting some pricing power.
Right, that shows up in the in the CPI when they finally go out and collect those numbers. We're going to see that, and it's really too early to blame it on rising gas prices. I mean, the gasoline's a little more expensive, but unless you have a transportation company, or a cab company or something, that's not the issue yet. So we're seeing more firms raising prices than cutting them now, and we have a model that we plug in and get forecasts for the CPI, and we're looking at 3-4% inflation. Out there mid-year now, and that's of course way too
long. Yet profits are down.
Profits are down, but this will help out.
So, do you think sales, the pricing power, and that profits are lagging lagging pricing power? Is that what that is?
Well, it's that, and of course, remember what we did was we had a huge fire sale on Main Street because we had all that extra inventory. Mm-hmm. Everybody had to cut prices, and of course, cutting prices also makes sales trend down, right? You may sell the same number of widgets, but at a lower price than your sales are trending down. So as the price cutting goes away, we'll have fewer people reporting sales are headed down. That'll be good, and it'll be good for the bottom line. What it says is that, the customers are now, the spending is strong enough and customers are there, so you can stop cutting prices and you can put the prices back in place that you used to have, and that'll be better.
And when you take that, when you do that purging, once you pay for it, then the next thing that should happen is something positive, right?
Yep.
We clean the inventory, more profit, that kind of thing?
Right. And we did see an increase in the percent of firms now planning to add the inventories. That's a positive sign because we've been negative for quite a while. Everybody's been getting rid of inventory. Nobody's really been planning to add to it. So we see that picking up as well.
And almost every small business owner has got the credit they need if they want it.
That's what you're reporting. 93% said they got all the credit they wanted, and of course the other sad note is that housing, which is a small business enterprise, remains in the ditch. Only 570,000 or so starts, and we're the latest number, and we should be at 1.5 million. So 1 million housing starts missing. I don't know how many workers per start you should figure, but if you said 5, that would be 5 million of the 7 million people that used to be employed in 07 that are not employed today.
Bill, on the credit thing, we did a poll on our website in the last few weeks, and we asked them, who would you borrow money from if you had an opportunity to grow your business, a big bank, independent bank, a credit union. And the fourth option was, we don't need no stinking loan. and guess which one got the most numbers, the biggest
number? Well, if I can use NFIB for a guide, it'll be that we don't need a loan.
We don't need
it or not.
The highest, the biggest number, 39%, as I remember, said we don't need no stinking loan.
Yeah, and 53% in the NFIB. Don't want one.
Yeah, and so that's not good, is it?
Well, it isn't because
with interest rates at zero. I mean, interest rates as low as they've ever been in my career,
right.
And money to lend. If you can justify it, that's not good for growth, is it?
No, it says that people can't find any good reason to expand their businesses and invest. and so they don't need the capital.
And this would have been okay maybe a year ago when we weren't, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. But now at this point in time, we should be growing, shouldn't we?
We should be. You know, we should we see this thing taken off, but it's not. And
do you think the government is really that much of a block for
growth?
Oh,
sure, it's a huge headwind.
Because
you never know what's going to happen to you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pall that's cast over. I tell you, Bill. I've said this before. I'm feeling like the Carter days right now.
Yeah,
I really am. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Dr. Bill Duncanberg, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what we'd do without him. His work is the gold standard for small business research. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.